are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's a Thursday edition of the show, episode 3 this week of 5. Download it into your phone when you subscribe to LOE. Louis DiBiase, Gino Camilleri joining you on. We were planning on doing a show today, but this is an emergency podcast because what we've been talking about now for 2 months has finally happened. Quarterback Carson Wentz has been traded by the Philadelphia Eagles to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2021 third-round draft pick and a conditional 2022 second-round pick that can turn into a first-rounder. That is reported by Adam Schefter and by Chris Mortensen. Gino, real quick, I think you said before the show that you do have the what the contingencies are for that 2022 second to become a first.
So there's two contingencies on it. The first one is if the Colts do not make the playoffs, but Wentz plays 75% of the snaps. If they do make the playoffs and he only plays 70% of the snaps, that will also kick in a second contingency, which would kick it up to a first-round pick as well. And I think both of those are very doable. And Wentz played over 70% of the snaps last year, so I would see that happening, especially if they believe he's the guy. And I have no reason to doubt that Frank Reich wasn't in Chris Ballard's ear telling him to get me Carson Wentz, and especially on the cheap, man. You got him in a buyer's market. That's exactly what you should do if you are a general manager. And hats off to Chris Ballard and what he did. But Howie Roseman, way to butcher this entire scenario. I mean, from the get-go, man, you just didn't surround Wentz with help. You blamed everything on him. You put him in the worst situations when it comes to his mental fortitude, having Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts around. But hey, now we can talk about what's the future, Lou, but this one is one of those situations where I wish it went a lot differently.
It's depressing, man. I've never seen a team botch this kind of talent before. I mean, and there's instances, but in Philadelphia especially, this is the most talented quarterback I think you've ever had. And you've had some really good talents. Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick. But I think Carson Wentz had the best physical skill set that I've ever seen a Philadelphia Eagles quarterback have. He could make throws and still, I believe, can. And I think he's going to do it with the Colts and Frank Reich in that offense that is built finally. You know, it's kind of ironic that they couldn't build around Andrew Luck, and so it's kind of sweet justice that Carson Wentz, a guy that kind of dealt with the same path as Luck, gets to go to that roster that is now ready. And so I'm happy for Carson Wentz. And again, I still think he can make throws that only maybe 5 or 6 quarterbacks can in this league. And the fact that, like you said, Howie Roseman and this entire organization, Jeffrey Lurie as well, botched this talent in just 5 years. Mm-hmm. Considering what we saw on the field in 2017, but not just in 2017, you saw a top 12, often top 5 quarterback as well in 2018 and in 2019. The fact that 1 year later, after Wentz was the hero in 2019, we are where we are it's almost heartbreaking, man, because I thought this was going to be a 10 plus year thing. I remember the minute I saw this trade break, I started thinking back to 2016 when I logged onto Twitter and NFL.com and I saw those big red letters. Breaking news, the Philadelphia Eagles have traded up to number 2. They're going to take whatever quarterback the Rams don't take. And the fact that he's now gone, I knew it was going to happen. We've both been discussing it to death for 2 months now. People are getting sick of it. But until this very moment, I never believed that this was reality, because it's such a unique situation. There's so many things that went wrong, and I can't believe we're here. But man, it's shocking, and now the Eagles have a lot of work to be done to get back to where they were the last 3 years before 2020.
Yeah, man, I still don't think Jalen Hurts is going to take you as far as drafting a guy this year is going to. And now you just set yourself back at least 1 or 2 years. We know that. I mean, you can't talk about winning anything this year. I mean, you're not going to do it without Carson Wentz. Wentz is gone now. I believe Indy just won a lottery of their own sorts, man. I mean, finish where they were last year in the playoffs with such a good defense.
If this
they
is the missing piece, man. Yeah, this
if
was the
they had
piece.
Wentz against Buffalo, bro, that might have been Indy in the AFC Championship game, 100%.
That's the problem is – well, not the problem, but it's hard not to feel bitter and to feel jealous right now seeing the Colts that have Frank Reich, the guy – I think the key guy that got that MVP season out of Wentz in 2017, and that's not discrediting Doug Peterson or John DeFilippo or Carson Wentz himself, but Frank Reich was instrumental. That's the guy that clicked with Carson the most. To see him and that roster on offense and defense get Carson Wentz, if you don't think he's going to bounce back in 2021, I don't know what to tell you. I'm telling you right now, yeah, maybe 2017 was an outlier for Carson, but I think so too was 2020, when this team had 13 different offensive line combinations, a vanilla offensive scheme when it comes to the coaching staff just being not nearly good enough. When you see Howie Roseman being one of the worst drafters the last 4 years and everything that he tried, granted he did try, but everything he tried did not work. When it comes to surrounding Wentz with talent. Now to see him in Indianapolis, one of the best rosters in the AFC and in the NFL, it's very hard to not be bitter. And to see where, again, we just were a year ago and the way I felt about Carson and the situation to now, the comfort that we felt, that we never really had to worry about quarterback for a long time. Gino, we had to deal with that unknown from 2009 to 2016. And it was great to feel like we had that one consistent thing for a decade plus. And now that that's gone, and Howie Roseman is here, and Jalen Hurts, like the fact that those two are the last men standing, and Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz are the ones gone, when I think those two are the most instrumental in the success of this team from 2017 to 2019, I am very frustrated with this team. I am very happy for Carson Wentz. He got the team that he wanted. I think he deserves this for what he's had to deal with. And that's not to, you know, remove blame from him, but I'm happy for Carson, but I'm disgusted with the Eagles. I am.
Yeah. Thoroughly, I can say that this is my breaking point, and everybody knows that I've been one of the last defenders of Howie Roseman, and this is just inexcusable. I mean, to let it get to this point, I mean, a lot of it had to do with the decisions that he made. Drafting Jalen Hurts, keeping Nick Foles around, not getting the guys around him that you should have, and drafting players like Jalen Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside instead of Terry McLaurin, and the list goes on and on. And at what point do you hold this man accountable?
Right.
What
at point, least say, at least tell us maybe he could be better. It wasn't even just that he didn't fire him, Gino. During Jeffrey Lurie's press conference when Doug Peterson got fired, he never once questioned Howie's methods. He never once said that the front office and the roster construction needed to be better. That is extremely frustrating that there is such a different standard held for Howie. Yes, this trade in a vacuum is not terrible, considering the contract, considering the lack of leverage you had, and especially with even less leverage, considering Carson wanted to be a Colt and only a Colt, the fact that you maybe get a first and a third out of this, I didn't think you were going to have a shot at a one the past week, but I don't want to even give him that credit because this shouldn't be a situation in the first place that ever was reality.
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree, and this kind of is like Brian Cashman for me as a Yankee fan too. And there was a time that they could have gave up one of their catching prospects to trade for Cliff Lee in a year that they needed like good pitching. They waited two more years and they got, I can't even remember the pitcher that they got for the same player. And it's like, you don't get any credit for that move because you were 2 years too late doing it. If you wanted to move on from Wentz, you should have done it before you extended him, so you didn't have this outrageously big dead cap, so that you didn't get less money for what you were putting into Carson Wentz. You could have got probably a one plus if he was still on a rookie deal, or even a one-year prove-it deal after he was injured for 3 years. This is all on Howie Roseman. 100% on Howie Roseman. He should have to answer to the media immediately. And Jeffrey Lurie should have to say something about this.
Let me ask you.
Because we were told, Lou, were told by the front office, the entire organization, that Carson Wentz was the guy. We were blatantly lied to. I need answers. I am pissed off right now. Mm-hmm. This is unacceptable.
I feel you. I that emotion is what I'm feeling as well. I wish I could project that, but my voice is totally shot right now. But yeah, that's what's so frustrating. And Gino, that's been my opinion since Jalen Hurts was selected, because everything you had told me in the resources you spent at wide receiver and running back, granted it didn't work, in the offensive line, in Carson Wentz's contract, and in the value that you spent to go get him in 2016. And then he made you feel like it was worth it in 2017 and in 2018, maybe less, but 2019 as well. And the fact that you repay that by taking a quarterback in round two and totally screwing this guy over, it's no wonder that Wentz's trust was gone and that he was out the door no matter what. You screwed up the situation. That doesn't mean Carson Wentz isn't partially to blame for his regression. But if you think that Howie Roseman and the selection of Jalen Hurts and the debauchery of these draft classes is not the key reason you crushed the most talented quarterback you've ever had, then you are extremely naive. And I like that you brought up that Howie Roseman needs to address the media, because, man, there are some questions that I want to have him answer. I mean, like, number one, I want to ask him about if he considered the consequences of the Hurts pick, if he thought that it could affect Carson Wentz, who had to prove himself time and time again after his other backup won a Super Bowl and went on a deep 2018 run. I want to ask him if he thinks that the roster was good enough, if he did a good enough job to build around Carson Wentz. There's so many things that need to be said, and I don't know if we're going to get it. I just don't trust this organization, and I don't trust that they have the self-awareness to admit this debauchery. It is historically bad, Gino. It's historically bad what transpired here. Guys, allow me to interrupt real quick. Today's edition of Locked On Eagles is sponsored by RockAuto.com. One reason to repair and to maintain your car is to save money, right? That you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, or 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're always reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible. Rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do, RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. It's a family business that's been serving auto part customers online for now 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Make sure in their How Did You Hear About Us box you write down Locked On so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me 50 times now, Howie Roseman. This is 100% on him. And guys have lost their job in the NFL for way less than what Howie Roseman has done. And I just think this is a complete debacle of handling the quarterback position. And if you can't handle the most important position in football, you cannot be trusted to run a franchise. It's as simple as that. And now where do you put us? Now where do you put us? In a position where we have to have Jalen Hurts lead the way, somebody that we didn't even want to pick in the first place?
Right.
Or be forced to pass up on Ja'Marr Chase or Kyle Pitts or Devonta Smith, which we had been talking about for so freaking long, and wanting them to play with Carson Wentz? Now we're back to square freaking
one.
Yeah,
now you might have to take a quarterback because you messed this up so bad. But you know what the problem is, Gino? I don't even trust this organization to make that call, because unfortunately that is the right call now. The right call would have been to trade Jalen Hurts. It would have been to fire Howie Roseman. And it would have been to select Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, or Devonta Smith, or Kyle Pitts, and build around the unquestioned starter in Carson Wentz this year. But that went out the window. You lost his trust. You didn't want to make the moves necessary to make it work with Carson. You chose Howie Roseman over Carson Wentz. You wanted to make it work a little bit, but you weren't willing to go all in to keep the guy that you said you were all in on. And again, that's, you voiced your frustration on that, and I totally agree. So now you have to take that quarterback at six. And I don't even trust this team to do it, because they botched this thing so bad that I feel like, to save face, Howie Roseman is going to be committed now to make Jalen Hurts work, to justify all of this.
Yeah,
because if he doesn't, if Jalen Hurts is average, or if he's traded, even if you take a quarterback, it's the right move, man. It's going to look so bad on Howie. And so that's why I don't even trust he's going to make the right move for his own sake of ego and for the label and for how people perceive him.
Yeah, if you draft a quarterback, it's essentially like saying, like, you got up at the altar and you married a woman and then you got the marriage annulled like 2 days later and you're like, okay, maybe that was a mistake. So now you're not only admitting that trading Carson was a mistake and drafting Jalen was a mistake, now you have to get a third quarterback, and who's to trust you selecting another quarterback? Not me. Jeffrey Lurie shouldn't. How can you trust this guy to make that selection at all? And you're right. I hope he does play into his ego and draft an offensive playmaker to go out there and be next to Jalen Hurts so that when he gets fired after this year, the next GM can draft us a quarterback to play with Ja'Marr Chase. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with Howie Roseman. This is inexcusable. You're one of 32 individuals in the one league, which is the upper echelon of what football is, and you just did this to this franchise. I don't know what more to say.
Yeah, and look, Howie Roseman's hand was kind of forced by Carson Wentz, right? I mean, Wentz wanted out, but the problem is, it's not like some people are going to justify it, like, well, you know, because we're talking about Howie Roseman trading Carson Wentz and how embarrassing it is, and people are going to say, well, they had to because Wentz wanted out. The reason he wanted out is because this team prioritized Howie Roseman. That's the thing. They weren't willing to go all in on what it would take to fix Wentz. So the lack of leverage, the hand that was forced, is not on Carson Wentz. It's on Howie Roseman. It's on what this team chose to do in 2020 and what they failed to do for 5 years. I'm frustrated, man, because we're going to watch him go to the Colts, and he's going to have a lot of weapons. He's going to have a great offensive line. He's going to have a strong coaching staff and a good defense. And I bet you he's going to play in the playoffs next year. And the fact that we never got to see him in the playoffs outside of, like, four snaps in Philly is incredibly sickening. It's heartbreaking, and it's going to be – and I'll tell you what, again, we talked about a couple
– I'm going to betonline.ag and putting my Colts future in. I'll tell you that
exactly,
right now.
Because I think he's going to bounce back, and it's going to be a bad look on this team if they don't find their own quarterback. You know, we talked about last week teams or players that when they went to other teams, how we felt, right? Seeing Brian Dawkins in a Broncos jersey, that hurt. I'm sure for older fans, seeing Reggie White in Green Bay, that must have hurt. Donovan McNabb even, and DeSean Jackson in Washington, LeSean McCoy in Buffalo. I don't think any of those are going to compare, at least for me on a personal level, to seeing Wentz in Indy, because I thought he was the answer, and I still believe that he would have been if this team didn't mess up the way they did. And look, it's not, again, just on the Hurts pick and on Howie's bad drafting. There's so much that went into this, man, and it's going to be, people are going to discuss it for years to come. It was just a domino effect of bad moves and just bad outcomes. When it comes to the injuries on the roster, Wentz having to overcome that and play that hero ball to the point where he felt like he always had to do that. And that's kind of what broke him too, is just the pressure from that, from, again, the bad drafting, from the backups that he had to look over his shoulder, Nick Foles, Jalen Hurts, then his own set of injuries too, you know, tearing two ligaments in your knee in 2017, a fractured back in 2018, a serious concussion in 2019. There's so much that Wentz had to deal with. Also, the anonymous sources, these stories the past couple of years that kept breaking. And not to mention, you're in a huge, unforgiving market as it is in Philadelphia that's extremely passionate, and I love it, but it's very hard to be a quarterback in Philly as it is, removing all of this other stuff that I'm talking about. So there was just so much to deal with for Carson Wentz that it makes a lot of sense. It makes perfect sense that he couldn't do it anymore. For me, I probably would have broke a long time ago.
Yeah, it's now a fresh start for Carson, and he gets to go back to the guy who, if you look at all the examples and all the everything that we've seen the last couple of years, it was probably Frank Reich that led that way with Carson Wentz and was the right-hand guy for him and the right selection to be the coach for Carson Wentz. And here we are saying that, hey, let's bring Indy to Philly so we can help Carson Wentz, and we just did the exact opposite. So hats off to Carson Wentz for doing that. Now you are now putting all of that pressure that was on Carson Wentz on Jalen Hurts now. He's in such a difficult position, and I feel even worse for him now. He's in such a bad position, man.
Oh, yeah, the pressure, man. He has to – this is the thing. People get on us a lot for criticizing Jalen Hurts, and it's not him, the player, or the person. It's what the pick did. Mm-hmm. So now that he – his presence is, to me, the final – again, it's not the thing that broke Carson Wentz, but it was the final straw, right? Everything that I discussed, the injuries to Wentz, the roster, the bad drafting, all of this was part of it. But the Hurts pick was the last thing that broke him. So now, to justify what happened with Wentz, it's not fair, but Jalen Hurts needs to become at least what Wentz was in 2019, because that's what you sacrificed mm-hmm. by taking Hurts. And that's not fair to him, and it's an expectation for a second-round rookie who's only played four games that he might not be able to meet, especially with the roster they have right now. But that is what it's going to take for us to feel justified and vindicated in this, unless they draft another quarterback. It's an insane amount of pressure, and it's not fair to him, but it's the situation they caused.
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation that Howie caused, and Jalen is, we know his off-field abilities and how he's able to handle himself, but we thought the same about Carson Wentz, man. We thought he could handle all this pressure. It's a tough place to be as a quarterback, and ultimately, the only person that wouldn't have pressure would be the new quarterback, which is crazy to say because it's Howie's pick again. So it's like, where are they putting the pressure? Like, you would think the new quarterback should just take his time to develop, but who's going to teach him? Jalen Hurts? Like, what? This is, and now you need to completely overhaul this whole situation. You have to now bring in another veteran and probably draft another quarterback. And it's just a mess right now. I have no idea what the plan is right now. I thought we were going to have a plan. But now I'm even more confused with how this whole thing went down, and we need to hear Howie say something because I need to see what is going on direction-wise.
Let me ask you, Gino, what now that you look back and this thing is finally over, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to move forward and talk about, you know, quarterback at six overall, Jalen Hurts, maybe yep. building around him. There's a lot to get into now this offseason, but looking back at these 5 years, obviously we've already got into what went wrong, what Howie Roseman did to mess this up, you know, the, mm-hmm. the roster itself and Carson Wentz. When, you know, for years to come now, again, we're going to look back at this. What is Wentz's legacy in Philadelphia? Like, when you look back at Carson Wentz's 5 years, it's going to come with heartbreak and disappointment, and you're going to, you know, think about what could have been. But what do you feel like his individual legacy will be based on those 5 seasons in Philly?
What could have been is ultimately, like, what the title of his Eagles chapter mm-hmm. in his future book should be. And I think his legacy is that he's arguably one of the top three quarterbacks, talent-wise, that we've ever seen here in Philadelphia. He has done and made some of the greatest plays I've ever seen watching the Eagles. That throw to Nelson Agholor against Seattle. I mean, the escapism acts against Washington several times. Some of the throws he made to Corey Clement into the right side of the end zone multiple times.
I was
at
that game, man. I remember sitting there thinking, I've never seen a quarterback like this, and he's ours. He's ours.
I know. I remember it was the first preseason game he played. It was against Tampa, and he came in, and he just made this throw, like, going to his right across his body to Zach Ertz, and I went downstairs to my roommate, who was a Washington football team fan, and I'm like, man, I think we finally got this guy. He just feels different. And, hey, we went from Sam Bradford to somebody who felt different to – once again, a quarterback situation that is just a mess. And mm-hmm. I feel bad for Jalen, happy for Carson, and I hope Carson goes and wins that Lombardi for his own. I mean, he deserves it. He did win a ring here in Philly, which is good. Without him, we never would have had home field advantage, and we probably never would have won that Super Bowl. So without him, a lot of things would not have happened here in Philly. But I'm sad to see him go, man. It definitely sucks. It definitely is not one of the days I was looking forward to as an Eagles fan, but here we are once again. It was like the Donovan McNabb day, the mm-hmm. LeSean McCoy day, the Brian Dawkins day. I'll never forget where I was when this happened.
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest moments in Eagles history that could dictate where this franchise goes, and mm-hmm. it's always going to be hard to think about, especially if he goes on to succeed, man. Like, if he goes on to the Colts and he's great, it's going to be even harder to stomach this, and we don't find our own quarterback. But I will look back at his legacy in Philly, and even though it was only 5 years and this thing did not end the way it was supposed to, I'll still look at it as a success in the sense that, again, like you said, you don't have that championship without Carson Wentz's MVP season in 2017, because if you have to go on the road, man, if you had to go to Minnesota, if you had to go to Atlanta or something, or LA, you don't win the Super Bowl. I don't think having home field advantage was crucial in that playoff run. So you don't have a championship without Carson Wentz, but it's not just that season, that individual season in 2017. His pick represented a change in the philosophy of this organization. So just his draft pick alone started the path to winning the Super Bowl, because this team mm-hmm. finally decided they were done with stopgaps. They were done with wild card losses. They were done just trying to make the playoffs, right? I felt like this team was fighting just for postseason relevancy from 2010 up until 2016. And they didn't really try to find the quarterback in the way that teams find franchise quarterbacks. They were trying to make it work with Sam Bradford, right? Finding it, it was like different ways to find a franchise quarterback outside of just getting one in the first round. With Michael Vick, they tried that. They tried Kevin Cobb in the second round and Nick Foles as a third round pick. But in 2016, they finally said, if we want to now start winning championships, playing for championships, not just wild card losses, we need to find that guy. And so when they decided to move up for Wentz, that started the change in philosophy. And also it started the aggressive philosophy of, we're going to go for the upside, right? We're going to take a guy like Carson Wentz that maybe has a lower floor, but he could become elite. We don't want the safe pick in Jared Goff. Yeah, Goff went first, but they were going to take Wentz regardless, Philadelphia, that is. So it also started that aggressive mindset that won them a championship in 2017. It just started that aggressive philosophy on the field and off the field with Carson Wentz's playing style, with Doug Peterson's coaching style, but with Howie Roseman leapfrogging up the board multiple times, so determined to get this quarterback. So I'll look back at it with a lot of heartbreak, but at the same time, the pick itself, the 2017 season, I'm looking at the Super Bowl ring I have right now on my desk, and it says Wentz 11 on the side, and I purposefully got Carson and not Nick Foles on the ring because Wentz is what started it all. Did he not finish it? Yeah, he didn't finish it, but he started it. And so for that, I'll always see him in a positive light. Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV like The Bachelor. That's the big one I'm watching right now. That's right, I have no shame. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for a 50% off welcome bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Tweeted, I wish I was living in the alternate universe where Wentz never tore his ACL, never got the concussion, and was never traded.
I mean, because who knows, man? Even last year, if he didn't get a concussion, you might win that wild card game, and you're not taking a backup quarterback in the second round.
No. Like, where did this come from? Where did this start? And it all started from just the ACL. Like, that was the first notch in the armor. And then 2018 with the whole back debacle, 2019 with the concussions. Like, I'm a big person who looks to the universe for signs, and if there was ever a sign that he was not supposed to be in Philly, I think it was all of those moments. And here we are now that he's not in Philly and he's in Indianapolis, and he's got a very good offensive line in front of him and a very good defense and a very good offensive play caller and weapons around him for days. Chris Ballard he should have a lifetime contract in Indy, man. He continues to just be a very, very, very good general manager. And we're stuck with one who maybe Chip Kelly was right all along, Lou.
Yep, you're right. Chip Kelly wasn't right about a lot of things.
Maybe Chip Kelly was the most sane person in the Eagles organization in the last 10 years.
No, you're right.
Think about that.
That's the crazy part. I remember in 2015 when he got fired, I'm like, thank God we have normal people again in the league. We have Lurie and Howie running the show again. Chip Kelly might have been the protagonist. He might have been the good guy. That's insane. I would have never thought Chip Kelly, to me, was public enemy number one in my heart. 2015 was the most miserable I've ever been watching this team in my entire life. And for that, I always had a feeling of detest for Chip Kelly. He might be the good guy.
He might be the only one that had any understanding of how to build a football team.
Oh, my God. Look, he was a crappy GM as much as Howie was, but what he was right about was his evaluation of Howie Roseman and who Howie was as a talent evaluator. And that's, man, it's 2021 and we're talking about how Chip Kelly was right. But that is the case. Last thing for me, I just wanted this to work so bad. And so, yeah, there were times that I talked myself into it over and over again. Like, this is going to work. It's going to work. You see the talent. And, man, yeah, you're right. When you saw the amount of injuries that happened and then the Hurts pick happened, there was, I ignored it, but in the back of my head, it started to creep in. This just might not be, it's just not meant to be in Philly with Wentz. Because every year I'm like, I can't wait for the moment that we see Wentz winning us the big games that Nick Foles did. I wanted that so bad. And yeah, just after a while, it started piling up and you're like, it's just, it's not going to happen. And it never happened. That sucks. I mean, that's going to sit with me for a while that we didn't get to see Wentz in those moments. Because you saw him, how clutch he became late in games over the years. Remember the whole Carson Wentz is in clutch narrative, how good he got late in games. And so and you saw it on the big stage against Dallas in 2019, and having to win those four games, you're like, yeah, look, we haven't seen it yet in the playoffs, but he looks like he's built for it. And we never got to see it.
Never, man.
Never got to see it.
Like I said, I want to be in that alternate reality where that actually happened and he was the quarterback for the Super Bowl. He won his ring and doesn't tear his ACL, doesn't get that concussion. And hey, I hope nothing but the best for him. I hope nothing but the best for Jalen Hurts, because if Jalen goes far, so does our franchise. There's just one person who I hate in this whole situation, and it's Howie the Weasel Roseman. And I really think he has weaseled his way out of many situations, and I'm going to stick to the Chip Kelly was correct narrative. I'm going back and making Chip Kelly the hero in this whole situation.
Hey, dude, you know, through and through, we're Eagles guys, not Carson Wentz guys, and we want this team to be successful with or without Wentz. It's why winning the Super Bowl with Nick Foles was still the greatest moment of my life. It did not matter that Carson Wentz wasn't on the field. I felt bad for him. Would I have rather had Wentz be the guy to win it? 100%. But we're Eagles guys, and so I want this to work out. It's just, and again, some people were like, you guys are too Carson Wentz-centric, and it's less about the Eagles, and I think you more want Wentz to be successful. Guys, it was hand in hand. That is the same thing. Carson Wentz's success was Philadelphia's success, because you invested $100 million-plus in the guy in guaranteed money. You invested first and second round picks to move up for him. You invested first and second round picks to surround him with receivers and running backs and offensive linemen, and you traded picks to be aggressive to build around him. And so Wentz's success, the reason we were so into his success is because that is what was going to get Philly to the top. And now, yeah, it's different now. We're going to have to shift the focus, but as long as Carson Wentz was in Philly, I always believed that was the best way to get back to where you were. It had nothing to do with, like, Wentz was my favorite player before Philly and he's just coming in and it's all about Carson. No, it's just that I thought he was the best recipe for success for this organization.
100%. I mean, took a big hit for former 11s wearing Eagle green in the last 2 days. Tim Tebow retires from professional baseball. Carson Wentz gets traded to the Indianapolis Colts. Jalen Hurts is now the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles for now. But Lou, just a little positive on this. We're going to have another third-round pick this year, possibly a first-round pick next year. If you're going to rebuild a team, you need more of these picks, and we talked about it. I don't think this is the last trade we see. I think Ertz is probably going to get moved out. You'll probably see a late-round pick in return for maybe a guy like Alshon or Malik Jackson, and you have to continue to get these day-two picks, and now having a first, a second, and two-thirds this year, if you do want to move up, you're getting some ammunition to be able to do so.
Yeah, I agree, man. We're going to continue to get into it. We've got two more podcasts this week. You bet we're still going to discuss this trade. Just again, in a nutshell here to recap the trade itself. So Philadelphia gets a 2021 third round draft pick. They get a conditional 2022 second round pick that can become a first if he plays 75% of the snaps in 2021, or if he plays 70% of the snaps and the Colts are in the postseason. So that is what the Eagles get in exchange for Carson Wentz now being the Indianapolis Colts quarterback. And again, last thing, Gino, sorry. Again, I said it earlier, but I think it is kind of it's kind of interesting how you look at the parallels of Andrew Luck's career and Carson Wentz's, right? Two very similar styled quarterbacks, very talented players that overcame and elevated a lot of issues on their rosters. And the fact that it broke Luck, right? Like it broke Carson Wentz and Luck retired right before that Colts roster got good. It's kind of, I don't know, justice, or it's kind of cool to see that Wentz, though, gets to reap the benefits now of that roster that Luck never got, right? So I think that's kind of cool. I mean, it's at least an interesting perspective.
Yeah, think about everything, every variable that went into this, and that's why I said the Howie Roseman 30 for 30 will have so many pieces to it, because if Andrew Luck doesn't retire,
Josh McDaniels probably takes that job. If Josh McDaniels takes that job, Frank Reich never leaves Philadelphia. And if Frank Reich never leaves Philadelphia, there's a chance that Wentz is more successful. And if Wentz is more successful, we're not in the situation that we're in right now. There are so many different variables that went into it for it to get to this point. And, hey, we literally were at the straw that broke the camel's back. And I hope Carson can go out there, and I hope he's a little at ease today. I hope his mind's a little less cluttered, and he can actually focus on bettering himself and getting himself into the right place, because he deserves it, man. He took so much crap from everybody, the media, just people calling him out on stuff that they had no idea who he was as a person. And hey, man, I'm happy for him. I believe he deserves it, and he'll look good in that blue. They're already putting pictures out there. He looks good in that Indy blue.
It hurts, man. The Photoshop's hurt. I've never seen a guy of that talent, though, have to deal with as much as he did through 5 years. So I'm happy for him that he's in a better situation now. He's got a clean slate. It's just, you know, everything we talked about, the injuries, the bad rosters, the Jalen Hurts pick, the Nick Foles, there was just, I don't know if he never won a championship, man, and not that it was his own fault, but he would have, I just feel like he probably thought he would never live up to the expectations here. And so he knew he had to go somewhere else and get a clean slate. So there's going to be people that don't root for him, that believe the stories about who he was as a teammate. They're going to be mad that they saw him force his way out after the 2020 season he had. But considering when you use context and you look at what he had to deal with through 5 years, and you put yourself in his shoes and try to relate to him, I'll never root against the guy. Will I be extremely jealous if he is good and the Eagles are terrible and can't find their quarterback? Yeah, 100%. But Wentz himself, I'll never root against him, and I'll always, you know, root for him and hope that he succeeds, because I always thought he was a good guy. I always thought he was a good teammate and a leader, and you saw the guys that put their name to it in these quotes: Fletcher Cox, Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey, the guys that Brandon Graham, the ones that actually mattered to this organization and weren't anonymous. They always had Wentz's back, and so that is what I like to ride on and what I like to believe based on who he was. And so, and you just saw the work ethic on the field too. I'll never forget that touchdown against the Rams when he tore his ACL and he stuck in the pocket and hit Alshon Jeffrey to get you home field advantage. You know, I'll never question who he was on or off the field. Some people will, but that's, you know, everybody believes what they're gonna, and we don't truly know because we were never in that locker room. But you know, I'm gonna believe what I'm gonna believe at this point. And now that it's over, that's the way it's gonna stay.
Yeah, I'm not going to believe anything until I hear what actually comes out, and I'm going to believe my narrative and believe my eyes like I always say I do, and I still think he could be a top 15 quarterback in this league, and I hope that Jalen Hurts can be that for our Eagles, even a top 15 guy, man. That's what I'm looking at right now, and 2021 is going to be a punt, that's for sure. I don't see us competing for playoffs or anything like that. I mean, 6 wins is where I'm thinking right now, and beyond that, you just got to hope that you pick the right guy moving forward at quarterback, or you're going to set this franchise back even more.
The core really is gone, man. That 2017, the 2016 to 20, I mean, it's completely gone. And it's not all over, but you know Zach Ertz is going to be gone soon, and DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey. Even for the way I feel about Alshon, he was key in 2017 and in 2018. That whole core is gone. And I always thought Wentz would be the one lasting thing from that team. And now that he's out, I mean, this is a completely new era of Eagles football. It really is. Things change fast in life, man. Not just in the NFL, it stands for not for long, but life in general. I tweeted out this morning before the Wentz trade happened, I was thinking about the first half of the Washington game this year, week one. And I'm like, man, it's crazy how things change. That even at one point in 2020, I had thought to myself, while it was only for 30 minutes, there was a point in 2020 where I said, Carson Wentz looks as good as he has since his MVP season in 2017. I haven't seen him look like that guy until now. And that was that first half against Washington when you were dragging them 17-0. Things change in life like that.
It does. It really is not for long. And
appreciate stuff when you got it, man.
You have to, ultimately. And this is exactly that. Appreciate it while you got it. And that's why every Sunday when I turn on and watch a game, I'm just rooting for the jersey, man. And there were some unbelievable moments that I'll never forget. And I had a chuckle at that tweet today that you put out there that, yeah, man, they were up 17-0 in that game. And like the Eagles 2020 season, it just took a landslide and quickly in the wrong direction.
Yeah, to inevitably
be the final downfall for Carson Wentz here in Philadelphia. And if it was a sign of things to come, that it couldn't be a more true sentiment that it was a sign of things to come, that this is the not for long league. Unless you're Howie Roseman and you live forever. But right. Hey.
Yeah, then you're a turner.
they're not forgiving on players, especially at the quarterback position. And if you believe you don't have the guy, you have to go find the guy. So here we are now once again trying to find who that guy is.
Insert the Thanos gif. I am
it's inevitable. Yeah, yep, so. Always, man. I'm just waiting for that to. I want to get that tattooed on me. That the little blade that he has, because everything in life is inevitable. This once trade was inevitable. Everything besides Howie Roseman getting fired was inevitable. Having stress as an Eagles fan is inevitable, but it's always true. Fun talking about.
I was going to say, man, it's never a dull moment for two guys that have a podcast on this team. At least, I mean, we will never be starved of content.
Yeah, I know. We'll probably get some more 1-star reviews because we talked about Carson for one last time, but.
In a positive way,
too. You
never
have to hear us talk about him again unless he wins a Super Bowl. Then we'll be rubbing it in everybody's
face. Oh, then I'm going to be the most frustrating person on Twitter ever. If he's good next year and if Hurts is the guy and he is average, I will be insufferable. So, yeah, I'm looking at to put a recap, I'm looking at the 2019 NFC East Champions hat on my desk. At least we'll always have that. I mean, he never played the playoffs, but we'll have that one run that I really wanted him to go on. So I'm trying to think positive now to end the show, man. But that's 40 minutes on the dot. Recapping, Carson Wentz traded to the Indianapolis Colts for a third-round pick, a conditional second in 2022. That can become a first with Wentz playing 75% of the snaps or 70% and a playoff berth. We'll continue to get into the Wentz trade tomorrow. This is episode 3 of 5, so we've got 2 more episodes this week. Be sure to subscribe to Locked On Eagles wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I'm going to be talking about this on Twitter all day. So too will Gino. Follow us at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase, L-O-E, at GC24_football. And subscribe to the other Locked On shows too. Subscribe to Locked On Colts if you want to get a behind the enemy lines look at this trade. If you want to see the Colts perspective, also Locked On NFL. I'm sure me and Gino will be making some guest appearances on those shows this week. So subscribe to every show from Locked On that they have to offer, and it's available on any podcast platform. For Gino Camilleri, and one last time, Carson Wentz with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Lou DiBiase signing off.
That's so sad.
It's so sad. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go Birds? Question mark.
Fly, Eagles, fly, I guess.